Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, you look at the stock market, it's shooting up and down, down overall. Gold shooting up and down wildly. If you study 1929, for 6-8 months it went up and down just like this. But the market fundamentals are far worse now than they were then. I mean, the level of just fraud, like all these reports are coming out that banks won't release their financials, and when they do, like Citigroup, it's trillions in stuff they're claiming is AAA rated, but they won't say what it is, and then they look closer, it's narcotics. They've all been caught many times. That's your government, folks. The people that own and run our country, they run the drugs, the white slavery. I mean, DynCorp and Halliburton publicly run child kidnapping operations. Don't laugh at me, police. You Google that. Oh, but you know you're in such a tyranny, you're afraid to Google it knowing they're tracking all that. You don't want your bosses knowing you know. Got to play dumb so they can win. No, you don't want them to win. You want to go check out if Chicago Tribune reported that DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings. I've had the guts to get up here and talk about these bastards because I know we don't have any hope unless we stand up. Do you compute that? Stop your denial. Ted Anderson, we got a few minutes left. I'm going to come back and take calls. Again, you've been in the brokerage business for, I don't know, 28, almost 30 years. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, it's never been like this. I started when Jimmy Carter was in office and we had runaway inflation and the gold and silver prices. Silver ran up to 50 and gold ran up to 800. And I looked at it at that point in time. I thought that was nuts. Now we have short supply. We can't get enough of it. There's twice as much demand. The value of the currency has fallen through the floor. The banks are being shut down. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, come on. That's FHA mortgages. Who all, you know, I mean, these are the things that everybody talked about happening and speculated that could possibly, you know, be a problem. And now all of a sudden here they are sitting right here burning in front of us. It's happening. I shouldn't be amazed by this because of all the study that I've done, and I've always known it was going to happen, but it still is baffling to me when I see it, you know, and it's, and like you, I've got a daughter and two boys, and I'm thinking about their future, and just hope to God that the people of the United States can smarten up and insist upon a solid, sound currency so this kind of thing won't happen again in the future. Here we are sitting here, and they're going to say, oh, the next thing we need to do to solve this problem is to have the government bail this out, and then have the government bail that out. The government bailing out our problems is our problem to start with.
And every ad, I was watching CNN last night and Fox, and it was almost every ad, probably half of them or more, was global greenhouse gases that, global tax this, global tax that. And now the central banks say that, I mean, they have all this hype about solar panels and this and that, that all is good, and then that sells the people, and they tag on to it, oh, by the way, we're going to have a global tax. So that's how they sell people, is by connecting the global tax onto some other things that are reasonable. You know, it's kind of like coating a cyanide pill, you know, inside of a jelly bean, so you'll go ahead and swallow it, but there's cyanide inside there. And then I think about the fact that the elites, from the president to the vice president to all the money people, Karl Rove just ran out of the country under indictment. They're all moving to the Cook Islands and to Spain and to Portugal and to Switzerland and to Dubai, and the companies are all moving out of the U.S. I mean, they've never evacuated like this. What are they going to do?
Well, that's just it, Alex. I mean, the handwriting's on the wall. We here, the citizens of the United States, should know better. We have to do something to protect ourselves. Call us at 1-800-686-2237. Ask for the gold and silver deals. If you have over $100,000 in a bank account, there's no excuse for you. You should be getting that out and get it out now.
Well, we'll just say we told them so again. Some people will listen. 800-686-2237. You cannot beat those deals that were just offered. You cannot beat them. Ted, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast. Fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love dessert. All kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Stan Monteith joins us in 55 minutes. Open phones in this hour and the next. A ton of news. I've got crazy news like new law expands newborn screening. We'll tell you about that. Police will shoot you with injector darts with amnesiac drugs, which are classified as mind control drugs. The total insanity intensifies as hell itself is prepared to be spilled out upon the earth. Key story I want your help in getting out to everybody. Former governor, absolute danger of false flag as pretext to attack Iran. Key story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget, if you like the old PrisonPlanet.com, you can also go to classic.prisonplanet.com, or there's a big fat banner on the front of PrisonPlanet.com and see the old site updated still for you daily. We're going to be adding even more features to PrisonPlanet.com, the new PrisonPlanet.com, in the future. And I'm watching people discuss the Jesse Ventura article right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Ventura, neocons may stage terror attack to stay in power. We need to get this out to everybody. Please help us. Right now, let's go to Craig in New York, then Rishi, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Craig, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, bro, we're talking right now.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. I'm just going to drop a couple info bombs. First, my brother works in New York DMV. The real ID scanners are there. They are very real. I also work in the automotive industry, and OBD3, essentially they're going to tattle on whether your car is polluting too much so they can tax you. That's coming 2009, 2010.
Yeah, well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. That's the whole future of the world. Since you bring that up, people don't know these technical terms, sir. We have to tell them. The minute your insurance is out, you're going to be pulled over by police. Unless you're an illegal alien, they've been ordered to leave them alone. The minute you speed, you're going to be taxed. The minute your car gets some bad gas, you're going to get bills. Everything is to tax and control. So on top of the economy imploding, just like in the Great Depression, bulldozers running over your houses, Pinkerton security with shotguns and Tommy guns mowing you down, Rockefeller-hired thugs riding people in towns down by the hundreds on a weekly basis, they are gearing up for just a massive rout of the scum slaves. Okay, go ahead and finish up.
Okay, I just wanted to add that I believe Ventura did not live up to the title of his book. Even if he wasn't going to win, whether he's going to win, we need people to speak up. If we don't have enough people like Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, it's pretty much going to be all over. We all need to be in on this. And also because I teach when it's not during the summer, did you ever talk about the victory in Texas concerning the Trans-Texas Corridor stopping it?
Well, I know the John Birch Society said that, but they've announced three times that they've canceled it only to re-up it again. Remember, the governor, the legislature passed a law a year and a half ago shooting it down, but now 2 years ago, but Perry went ahead with it. And so that is not really true.
So it's not. Then what stage is it at?
Well, sir, I mean, they're putting toll roads in on existing roads all over the state right now. They're also to get around federal law about putting toll roads on existing roads. They're adding lanes to all the major roads. They are blocking the highways so you can't exit and get off, just like it is in other areas. The toll road of 35 going into Kansas and Oklahoma, northern Oklahoma into Kansas, same thing here is going to be happening.
Well, they could only get away with it if they RFID chip inspection stickers and your IDs. So it's the best thing we could do right now is to microwave them. I'm sorry, bud.
But that's why the Texas law makes it a criminal offense to change those. And, yes, they use the K-tags and smart tags and text tags and all the names to track everywhere you go. The Pentagon, at least 8 years ago, put up readers that can read multi-types of those RFID chips and are scanning you and using that as another way to track you. They also use cell phones to track you and, of course, the license plate scanners to track you. And then now they have face scanners that track you. Absolutely, it is just total hell grid, all Pentagon run.
Well, it's, you know, the Panopticon state is definitely coming up, but people are waking up. I mean, even Howard Stern talked about Lindsey Williams today and started playing how there's no oil crisis. Lindsey Williams, I mean, the man's a genius. He predicted $4 or $5 barrel oil right after the war in Iraq. I mean, no one had the Coleones to say something like that, so it's unbelievable.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump. Let me just say this. Lindsey's a great guy. But we hang so much of what we say on him. Everybody, well, Lindsey Williams said, you know, he was a pastor and he worked for Atlantic Richfield. And he was up there on the North Slope and he saw him cap him. But then we have the oil companies. We have lawsuits. We have congressional reports. We have the fact that they capped wells all over the U.S. We have the fact that there's as much oil in one area of the Gulf of Mexico as there is there, and they're not letting us have that. You know, Bush knew Congress would block it. So he says, oh, I'm taking my control off of it in some areas. Okay, and so, yes, Lindsey Williams did see it. Lindsey Williams is right. Lindsey Williams is a great guy. But just going off what he says isn't enough. We have all this other proof. And, no, we said we would be paying $4 a gallon by 2008 because we got that from the Bilderberg Group. And we said we'd be paying $3 a gallon after we attacked Iraq because we had Bilderberg Group leaks. That's where all that came from. It came from Jim Tucker. Okay? And that's my point is we have the documents. Here's the deal. How did I know they were going to plunge the dollar? How did I know they were going to engineer a collapse of our economy? Because Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank in February of 2002. And then the day he left, 2,000 plus pages of secret IMF World Bank conferences and battle plans were faxed to ABC, CBS, NBC, BBC, Fox, and others. And none of them reported on it but Greg Palast. And so we got some of the documents. We had him on, and he said the documents say they're going to bring try to kidnap and kill Hugo Chavez next month, and it happened. And then it shows down the road, 5, 6, 7 years, they plan to implode the U.S. like they've done Latin America and totally devalue the currency and rob everybody. Well, guess what? They're now doing it. I mean, people have debates about whether or not the New World Order is going to do this or that, or why oil prices are high. They have debates about what's making oil go up. We know the dollar has been devalued, and then threats of attacking Iran have accelerated speculation and dumping of the dollar, and that's what's done it. And then, of course, if we had a true free market, that wouldn't have happened because people would just start pumping more. But because our government's corrupt and laid off the oil fields in Utah and Oklahoma and Texas and the Dakotas and out in Oregon, all these places that are 50, 60, 70, 80, 90% government owned, they won't let you have the clean burning coal. They won't let you have the natural gas. They won't, that comes out at the, you know, millions of thousand cubic feet a minute. They won't let you have it. You're not gonna have it. This is about squeezing you. This is about crushing you. This is about hurting you. While they have smiley-faced, you know, jovial info babes and pretty boys up there to tell you everything's fine as the talking heads and smile and act friendly and act genuine, totally manipulating you. All of them picked by behavioral psychologists and top admin to be able to sell destruction to you. Hey, that info babe's looking at a camera, Billy Bob. She doesn't love you. That pretty 25-year-old blonde with the thick lipstick giggling and burbling and flirting with you. That's a cynical military op. She's reading off a teleprompter. Even the giggles and the fake smirks and the batting of the eyes, they're coached on how to do that. To sell you that everything's all right while they put you up there in the slaughter chute. You know what a slaughter chute is? Google it, YouTube it. You can watch some animals getting slaughtered. That's you, that's me, unless we revolt now. I'm going to go back to more of your calls. Great caller, sir. We're going to go to Rishi and a lot of other people that are holding. It's just people keep saying, why is all this happening, and blaming it on the oil companies? And the oil companies are to blame, but only into blocking the refining of gas and trying to use environmental regulations to shut down competition in the U.S. and Canada. I mean, if you think the government cares what a bunch of well-meaning, sandal-wearing, stinking, unbathed hippies think, they're nice people. I mean, those poor, pathetic hippies really think, you think a couple thousand of you protesting, you think the New World Order cares? When 90% of the country doesn't want open borders, but the New World Order wants it, so it's happening? You think you're the one stopping oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico? You think you're stopping oil drilling on the North Slope and in Prudhoe Bay and Gull Island? You think you run it? You think you're the reason on your little power trips, thinking you're the one getting everybody conscious to the environmentalism and the carbon tax and all this stuff? You're called in the United Nations the front grips, the Renamob, the non-governmental organization. You're just the fodder they blame for all of this. You run nothing. You are nothing. Same thing for neocon followers of Bush who think you're conservatives, think you're mom and apple pie and John Wayne, and we're defending America. You're believing a delusion, a false download, a matrix. And if you don't wake up to the fact you've been fooled, it's going to get real tough on you real fast. Okay? Now that's the bottom line. The new film, Truth Rising, is out. I need your help getting the DVD at InfoWars.com and getting it out to people. It's the best film we've made. Get it out.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, let's run through your calls as fast as I can. Rishi in New Orleans, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rishi.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
All right, I just wanted to report on the fact that the march in D.C. on July 12th was absolutely amazing. And that kind of energy is just resonating among the people. People are starting to find out. I'm very excited about it. And me and Jackie Smith are actually going to put together something in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a march, hopefully of the same caliber, and because this is the only way that we can get it out to the people. What do you think about it?
I think all action, resistance is victory. Tell us how the Ron Paul rally went in, how many people you think were there on Saturday in D.C.?
Ooh, I'd say around between 10 and 15,000 for sure. I also heard that there was about 70,000 to 100,000 people who watched it live via the net. And, I mean, that's just another victory, in my opinion. I'm so, like, from this rally, I'm still inspired. Like, this kind of energy, it's just people are finding out without you even, the mainstream media doesn't have to report it. People are just finding out because of the energy of the movement's resonating. And it just, it pumped me up.
I hear you. I saw videos of it, and it looked like about 15,000 people. I appreciate your call. That's what the mall police estimated, 10 to 15,000. They're pretty good at estimating crowds. Told they were enjoying snapping shots. I did see some of the people. Got to take photos of citizens that want to come out and call for change. That's bad. Got to watch them. They're evil. Got to boss the citizens around in D.C. I've never seen anything like it except in New York. I mean, they just walk up and boss and talk down to everybody, letting them know we own you cattle. Well, that's true, but the bankers own you too, and they're going to hurt you just as bad. So get ready for your mommy, the government, to hurt you. Dan in New Jersey. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide transmission against tyranny.
All right. I'm a huge fan. Listen, I'd really like to see you, like, do a phone interview with, like, the Howard Stern show, because I'm tired of these guys just treating you and the others like it's a joke. And I know you said before that they've contacted you and said, you know, hey, come on and, you know, be goofy for us and everything. But honestly, I've heard them before, and they really just don't get it. Like, if you go on there and just, you know, tell them about the physics of 9/11 and what really happened, I think he would open up his mind.
Look, Howard Stern is real smart, and he plays down to low-grade morons and tries to fool people that he doesn't know. That he knows all about it. I've been called by their producers before, and they think their hundreds of millions is going to keep them safe, and so good luck. Good luck to them. I mean, Howard Stern is going to wake up when people are jumping out of buildings like 1929, and then it's going to be too late for him. And so this is what they want. This is what they get. This is what you want, folks. You're going to get it, okay? You want hardcore Nazi Germany? You're going to get it.
Alex, I love everything you're doing. Keep fighting the good fight, and, you know, death to the New World Order. Thanks, man.
I hear you, my friend. We got two calls in a row mentioning Howard Stern. I've heard he's been talking about 9/11 might be an inside job. I heard he's been talking about how they're staging everything now, and that's good. But it's a little late for that with Howard Stern. I mean, he's discredited himself so bad that, you know, who knows. Here's the deal. Howard Stern paying attention to us doesn't make or break us. You make or break this movement against tyranny. Look in the mirror. That's the only thing standing between the New World Order and our freedoms, our liberties, our future. Okay, look in the mirror, and that's the sum of it. Take a good look at it. That's it. It's you. That's all we got, okay? There's a million ways to get info out and wake people up, and people are listening now like they never have before. Now is the time to tell people about the New World Order. Now is the time to give them a copy of Truth Rising or Endgame or Terror Storm. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching Terror Storm again, especially the second edition, and I was just like, this is so good. I made this? My gosh, this is just unbelievable. I'm not tooting my horn. I mean, hey, guys out there in the hall, what do you think my best film is, our best film is? I'm really thinking it's Terror Storm Final Cut. What do you think? We could have Burmese on air, but he comes in here and does voiceovers and runs off of my microphone, and then a week later it's not hooked up, so we can have guests in here. He's a big fan of American Dictators. What do you like, Aaron? He likes them all. It doesn't matter. Whatever, folks. Don't say we didn't try. Don't say we didn't warn you. Don't say. I mean, I know what I'm saying is true. I know the globalists kidnap little kids by the millions. By the millions. I know these people are hardcore Satanists. I know they're into everything sick you can imagine and stuff you can't. I know they're poisoning us. I know. And there's nothing worse than knowing they're just getting away with it and that they're planning to do even more. Okay? And in your gut, every one of you out there, even those making fun of us, you know I'm telling the truth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Back to your calls in a moment. I want to just make a point about how the globalists manipulate people. They've got hundreds of tricks. They know you want to save your tribe. They know you want to defend your people. They know you want to give your children clean water to drink and clean food. And so what they will do is they come out and they say, you're an elite member of the police and the rest of the public are a bunch of idiots, which tends to be true. And you know best, and you're being let in on something secret, and this is a brotherhood that's going to take care of you, and you go through these rites of passage, and then you get hazed, and then you're a member of the brotherhood. And they've got it for the military, they've got it for the police, they've got it for lawyers, they've got it for doctors, they've got it for every system. That's part of natural human activity. But the globalists manipulate that. And then, you know, they tell the environmentalist, you're part of a guild of special brotherhood that knows the earth is dying and knows the earth has all these major problems. And then a lot of the info you get fed is true. And a lot of the solutions you're given, like, hey, let's not throw so much stuff away. Let's not be wasteful. Let's not overeat. Let's have better windows. Let's have solar power. Let's have better gas mileage. Let's get away from oil. a lot of reasonable things. And then you're part of the guardians of the world, and then you see a George Bush involved in lying, torture, evil, corruption, and you're told that's conservatism. And so now you're against conservatism. And George Bush is against environmentalism, so my gosh, it must be great. So Europe sees that and totally says, okay, we support banning outside space heaters and banning barbecues and banning fireplaces and banning cutting down trees on our backyards or building a barn. And we support banning, and cutting back on carbon dioxide, and we want to be taxed because George Bush, that evil devil's against it. That's basic. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. You know the story of Briar Rabbit? You got to go look it up. They don't teach them in school anymore because they're seen as being a little racist because it's, you know, old-fashioned story. But the point is, you got the rabbit, and he gets grabbed by the local guy. I forget his name. And he tells him, I don't want to be thrown in the briar patch. I think it's a black slave. I can't remember. I remember reading it when I was a kid. And so he tells the black guy, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And then, ha, 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 look at the, you know, dumb black guy. He throws him in the briar patch. I think that's why they don't. But I mean, not the part about the black guy. That's the reason they don't ever teach those series of 100-plus-year-old stories anymore, because it does that, kind of like they banned a lot of Tom and Jerry cartoons and stuff. But I'm already digressing. That part doesn't matter. The point is that the rabbit says, please don't throw me in the briar patch, when that's exactly where he wants to be thrown. And so they have Bush come out and say, it's all a bunch of bull and I'm not going to do it. Meanwhile, he was funding it, getting it ready, funding federal programs, preparing the public. Meanwhile, he was covertly signed back onto UNESCO, signed treaties to do it 5 years ago. And we told you he's going to come out and endorse it, which he did, while they still say he's against it. That way, people that know George Bush is bad think, oh, my God, this must be good. I better get behind the global carbon tax and carbon trading. And that's just one of many tricks they play on you, one of the things they do. And same thing with, you know, they have Gary Aldrich come out and cover how George Bush is involved in all this stuff today, but that's okay because we saw what Bill Clinton did. And Bill Clinton, I mean, they literally did have crack pipes and dildos and linen pins in the White House on the first day. But that was a psyop. Clinton and Hillary, Bill and Hillary, had been under Kordmeier, the CIA section chief in London, and had been sent to the Soviet Union and all these places in northern Italy to meet with the communists, to infiltrate them, and then to come back to England and give data. That's why they were allowed back in and never got in trouble, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. And it's a fact, Bill Clinton and Hillary were CIA from the time they met. That's how they met. But I'm digressing. They did that as a psyop to freak everybody out, to play that communist angle. I mean, why would you wear VI linen pins into the White House on the first day of work, which multiple witnesses on record they did? Why would you hang crack pipes from the Christmas tree? It's meant to get out. It's meant to freak people out. It's a cover. Kind of like Eric Prince is supposedly a Calvinist, but now he's a Catholic, and, oh, he's this great man of the Lord, runs Blackwater. That guy is as Christian as Satan. It's all a cover. And then you hear they're Christians, and then you think, man, Christians are evil. Look at Eric Prince. Look at George Bush. He's born again. Meanwhile, George Bush is involved in every type of organization known for their homosexual orgies. Skull and Bones, admittedly. Bohemian Grove, admittedly. I mean, I was inside there and was hit on within 5 minutes. Okay? I had the workers in there laughing at me when nobody was around when I was trying to hide out in the woods. The news admits they ship in gay prostitutes for them. That's where George Bush and all them are, by the way. It kicked off today. Barack Obama is scheduled to be there in the next 2 weeks with McCain. It's all a big joke. It's all completely and totally staged. Love him or hate him, the last guy that thought he was president got his head blown off. Then his brother thought he'd really gotten the nomination, got his head blown off. shot in the back of the head and four times in the back. Bobby. I want to explain something again to the police and military. You think you're part of the establishment. Now, most of you who were in the military who made fun of me 6-7 years ago, you've now been to Iraq and Afghanistan. They all come back and apologize. They all who listen to this show come back and tune in and write me and call me and say, my God, you were right. Everything you said's true. We're shipping in the opium. They're kidnapping children. Of course I told you the truth. We don't lie here, folks. And every day I realize I risk my life. Every day I go through all sorts of crap that I'll never even tell you about. I put my family in danger because we can't let these people win. It's more important what happens to our entire country and our entire civilization. People made big sacrifices so we can have the liberty we've enjoyed. And I'm not going to stand by and watch it all go to hell in a handbasket. And I'm telling you out there listening, you know in your gut, and you've seen enough come true of what we've told you to know this stuff's real. You think I exaggerate? You think I embellish? Every day I get emails and message board comments, because I scan through them an hour or so a day, maybe longer a day. Aaron's in there reading them right now. You know, that say things like, England's not proposing to put microchips in all their prisoners and parolees. Doesn't matter if I've got BBC, they just say it's not true. Or I can tell you 10 years ago that everybody at birth has their blood put in a DNA database for 30-plus years. Now it's mainstream news. People still don't believe it. I can tell you there's cross-species human-animal hybrids, hundreds of types. People just don't believe it. When it's in National Geographic, Associated Press, Reuters, Times of London, doesn't matter. MIT, doesn't matter. I can tell you that auxiliary police in England have been commended for watching people drown in rivers and not saving them, saying that's not their job. And I post the mainstream article, and the people right below it say I'm lying and it's not true. I mean, look at these articles. New law expands newborn screening. A new law signed this month by Governor Edward G. Rendell will help to improve health of newborns in Pennsylvania, according to State Health Department. By amending the Newborn Child Testing Act of 65, the new law enables the Department of Health to continue to provide for screening and follow-up services for 6 mandated genetic and metabolic conditions for babies born in Pennsylvania, and it adds up to 22 services for genetic and metabolic conditions. Now, they call it a service, like the IRS is a service. Now, we've had guests on, we've covered the state laws on this, the federal law. Now they take your blood and create a federal DNA database. You're all in the DNA database now. No judge, no jury, no indictment. And then they also use it to patent your DNA to say that you don't own it. So down the road, when you want to get genetic cures and things, they're going to say no, and you've got to buy it from the companies that are purchasing it from the government. That's all documented. And this article basically it just introduces it to you. It is out of the Gannett Daily. By amending the Newborn Child Testing Act, this law helps further ensure, see, they were already doing this, but now they're getting sued, so they're passing laws. Kind of like they violate the Fourth Amendment, so they pass a law retroactively saying they can commit felonies. The law helps further ensure that newborns receive necessary follow-up services. That means they're going to come take more blood, so they can lead happy, healthy lives.
Yeah, I bet you can,
you eugenicist. Secretary of Health Dr. Calvin B. Johnson said, early intervention and treatment is vital to a baby's health and provides peace of mind for parents. That means they're going to force genetic, quote, treatments on you, even though, quote, diseases they claim they found haven't manifest. The Department of Health refers newborns that screen positive for metabolic and genetic disorders to specialized treatment centers, just like they can kill you with drugs, for confirming testing. See, confirming testing, because one of the things they test for is a false positive one-third of the time. Doesn't matter. You don't treat your kid under that. They SWAT team you so fast it makes your head spin. And the cops will take their kids to be killed, too, to be tested on and drugged out. Just like the cops in New Orleans sat there while their mothers and fathers and family died waiting 5 days following federal orders. They follow their orders unto death with pleasure. And you better believe it. Hell force! Trained to let their own families die. Diagnosis, treatment, and parental education. All of the 28 metabolic genetic disorders are uncommon. Their presence may lead to mental retardation, even death if not properly diagnosed. So we're exposing the fact that it's a big DNA database. You don't believe me? Just go Google the Newborn Child Testing Act and then just look at all the universities and government agencies where they admit they own your blood. They're creating DNA databases with Homeland Security, all of it. And then read this stupid article written for the cattle. More of your calls come up in a minute, but I wanted to get through the financial news and cover something that wasn't in the financial news. Where is it here? No, that's torturing children. Salt Lake City Tribune. And no, where's my story? Oh, here it is. This is out of NBC WSMV. Memphis police to use amnesia-like injection in lieu of taser. And the new thing they do at airports is they're injecting people. And they're doing this all over. Meanwhile, the Metro Police have banned the use of tasers for a time. They had a bunch of people die in Nashville. How was it, two in one day one time? Used a controversial method to subdue unruly people, according to an I-Team report. Related links contact the I-Team. It says the city's policy to use the method, which calls for the injection of a drug into the person, came as a total surprise to people who would expect to know all about it. For almost 2 years, Metro Police have had the option of calling for a needle loaded with a strong sedative to control the most unruly people they encounter on the street. One of the doctors who came up with the protocol said it's the safest option out there and that it is used all over the country. And it's an amnesiac drug used in mind control. The drug has an amnesia effect, and we use the, because one of the nice ways to take care of the discomfort is to make people forget that they've had it. And biomedical ethics and law enforcement expert Stephen Mills. So that's what's dangerous, is that it is an amnesiac. Now, they give this to troops, too, now. And the troops, of course, don't know about it because they don't remember it. This sounds reasonable. It's better than having your head beat in with a billy club. And that's what they tell the cops. They say, look, tasers are killing people. We don't know about them now. We want you to start using these injectors. They've even got guns that shoot them like you're an elephant or something. The problem is if it goes in an artery, it can kill you. It's meant to go into the muscle. They're saying, we got to do this. And it would be reasonable if the system wasn't so corrupt. The problem is it sets the precedent all over the country for at least a decade. Thousands of people have never seen a judge, a jury, anything. A lot of them are prominent. Charles T. Sell, the famous case of the dentist, now 10 years in solitary confinement awaiting trial. He's a zombie, giving him antipsychotic drugs just because he was suing the government. So that's why it's dangerous to have them doing this. But you're going to see more of that. And they're going to sell it and make it sound reasonable. Okay, who's next here? Lynn in Chicago? Lynn in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I love you. Thank you for all your hard work. Got a couple comments and then a solution, I think. First of all, the Revolutionary Army that fought against the British, I mean, these men fought in the snow, they fought in the cold, they fought in the rain, they fought in the heat, they fought when they were hungry, they died for us. I mean, our founding fathers left us the privilege of overturning a rogue government. And here's my solution. You know, the gentleman the gentleman that wrote the book on the prosecution of Bush. It seems to me Bugliosi. Thank you very much. I couldn't remember his name. It seems like we need an army of prosecutors. I mean, it seems like we need, those are the people that really need to fight this battle for us in the courtrooms. And if we can get grand juries to indict the Clintons, the Bushes, the Cheneys, the Rockefellers, the Minions, and go into Congress with handcuffs, with police officers, and start arresting these people for what they're doing, I think the whole house of cards would fall apart. I think they would start
Standing
on each other.
Can you imagine if we got all the documents of how they carried the attacks out? If you can imagine getting all the total information awareness documents about how they're surveilling everything. I mean, they admit they are, but imagine having all the battle planning. Imagine the world seeing that and outlawing it forever.
But can't we, like, have grand juries all over the nation? Can't we have prosecutors going in and getting these grand juries to have indictments?
Yes, I didn't know that Red Beckman was still giving speeches, but I found out he gave a speech last week. I know he's been very ill. Last time I heard, his wife was in really bad shape. But I'm going to get Red Beckman who founded the Fully Informed Jury Association, an expert on grand juries and how to do this, Sean. We're going to get Red Beckman on for you.
Yeah, because you know what? Honestly, you know, like, time's running out. I don't know if you're going to be able to get that cable show on. I know you, you know, you raised a lot of money, and I'm not, it's like 2 minutes to midnight. They're going to, I believe they're going to cut the cords on you as soon as you get it up. And I'm just thinking that maybe we should be, you know, maybe you should be putting together some kind of, bringing in interns from universities that study law, that study the Constitution, and there should be a fight out there.
Well, ma'am, we could have 1,000, and I appreciate your call. We could have 1,000 people, and we couldn't scratch the surface. It's you taking action, not me. Okay, look in the mirror. That's the only solution. As for raising $250,000, that's our operating expense in 3 months. You know how much we spend around here for everything. And I'm going to do the TV thing because I said I was going to do it, and that's moving along nicely. But it doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all silver bullet. We all do what we can, okay?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, can we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
We
don't need no education.
Hey, John.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone.
Yeah, the Department of Defense has released a declassified document admitting that the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, the White House, all met with al-Qaeda chiefs the week of 9/11 through the week after. That's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. We always told you General Mood Ahmed and the rest of them met with them and were funding Muhammad Adam and the rest of them in a U.S. black op. But that's all out now for you. And, you know, it's just how it is having murderers run everything. Okay, well, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in North Carolina, then Tomas, Scott, and others. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to let you know that I'm currently a college student, so everything that you talk about in regards to disinformation regarding the left-right paradigm and even economics is just absolutely out of control in the university environment today.
Yeah, going to university is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to be fed a complete line of propaganda and lies and disinfo just to get to the engineering. But only if you're in the sciences do you need any college. It is totally and completely a worthless joke.
Well, I've experienced, several economics classes. I consider myself to be somewhat of an amateur scholar of the Austrian School of Economics. And, I'll routinely go in there quoting books by Murray Rothbard on the gold standard and hard money, mentioning Ron Paul, things like that. And I'm literally laughed at by the professors, the classroom. I've even been told, that's an archaic system.
Hey, listen, those professors barely know how to deposit their paycheck. They're losers that don't know anything. They're low-grade morons. They don't understand that the fiat currency has destroyed our growth, destroyed our future, and you're not going to help them. They're there because they're losers.
One question for you, and I'll let you go, Alex. If you could elaborate a little bit about the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. I've heard it mentioned in movies like Esoteric Agenda, and I've done some research. FDRS.org has some information on it, but I'm not too privy about it, so if you could just talk a little bit about that, that'd be great.
You know, I'd rather get somebody like a Ralph Winterroot up about that, because there's a lot of disinfo surrounding the U.S. code, but that's the rules for the private mercenary agencies, or letters of marque, as they're seen in mercantile commerce. And then there's a lot of disinfo attached to it, a lot of dangerous disinfo. You just better watch out, a lot of the patriot groups out there. I'm not singling out who you mentioned. It's just very dangerous stuff. Look, the government is lawless. It is force majeure. It is the law of the gun shoved in your mouth. Okay? I mean, the stock market openly launders drug money. They openly send Richard Grasso to deal, drugs. They openly have drug money. They openly scam. McCain openly goes to Colombia and England and takes illegal campaign contributions from foreigners and just laughs. It's just lawless evilness everywhere, laughing. Politicians sitting there getting, with their minions soliciting hundreds of thousands of dollars to even meet with Condoleezza Rice, and CNN says it's not illegal. Just wanton criminality everywhere, foaming at the mouth. Just the criminals know it's all going down, so they're just grabbing and snatching and greedily buying islands offshore and fleeing as fast as they can while the public runs around foaming at the mouth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jerk.